and at my house was a big old iron pot about that high, about as big around as cast iron, big iron pot, and that was cooked. That pot was on the stove every day, I guess, of my life. I don't never remember that. That wasn't something. It was either cabbage cooked in it, or string beans cooked in it, or dry lima beans cooked in it. Or some kind of beans put on that table every day, and it was always cooked in that old iron pot. And it was cooked on a wood stove. And then at supper, while you eat the leftovers from the dinner. I mean, they didn't usually eat that, all them beans, and then they'd cook a pan of biscuits and that. And usually for our supper, we usually had buttermilk that was churned with an old Dasher churn. I don't know if you ever seen an old Dasher churn that you sit there, you know, and churn till you make that butter.
Did your mother, when she'd be cooking in the kitchen, did she wear something over?
Apron. You couldn't have hired her to went in the kitchen without an apron on. Yes, sir, she wore that apron. And she always had I never remember she didn't have an apron on. Anything she done, she'd go put an apron on. And if she went out in the garden to gather her vegetables, she had an old bonnet. Good over here, and it tied under here, you know, and it come down over her head, just her face sticking out. And that was her old bonnet. She used to make them herself, make her bonnets.
Did y'all ever have to dress heavy when it was cold? Was it cold enough?
No, I went to school the coldest day there was, barefooted. And if I got a pair of shoes and did wear them to school, I'd come home with them on my shoulder. I'd pull them off somewhere, and it'd hurt my feet or something. Yeah, we went to school barefooted. I've coldest day it ever was. I've been to school barefooted.
Did y'all take
like any
food to school to eat?
No. Now, I tell you what I have took to school to eat was a bean sandwich. You ever eat a bean sandwich?
No.
You ought to try that one. We used to carry our lunch. In a lard. Used to get lard in a bucket about that high. A lard bucket. And it had a bale on it. Had a bale on it, and it had a lid. All you'd pull this lid off and dip your lard out. And whenever they buy lard, and that wasn't very often because we usually made our own lard. But these here. The lard buckets, why we'd save them, and each kid had him a lard bucket for his lunch box. That's what he used to carry his lunch in. And you'd take the school, we'd take a like I say, we didn't know about light bread. I remember the first light bread I ever seen was a nickel a loaf. It was about that long, and it wasn't sliced. They didn't slice it them days, and it wasn't wrapped. I mean, it just come open in a big box. And when you went to the store to buy a loaf of bread, I was a great big boy, though. And you got a loaf of bread, the fella, he'd take it out with his old dirty hand and wrap it up in a paper and hand it to you. And you carried it home, and you sliced it yourself with your butcher knife. But I was a big boy then. But we used to carry our lunch to school. While we carried a little jar of beans. Whatever was left over from last night's supper, why it would be put in your mama. She'd put a jar of beans in there, glass of beans. It was, you know, sometimes being in just a coffee cup. She'd fill a coffee cup full of beans, set that down in there, and then she'd put two or three biscuits on top of that with a piece of bacon in between the biscuits. And if she happened to have any cookies made, and that was usually she did have some kind of cookie, she'd put a cookie in there, and that was your lunch at school.